Welcome to the studio, Georgia and Caleb. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, going good. Thank you.
Now, the reason you're out pounding the pavement today is you've got a show at the Power Station on Friday, the 28th of April. So you're obviously doing the rounds at the moment. You've got some new music out. So welcome.
We do.
Welcome to the BFM studio. It's been a while since you've been up here, but probably nice to be back in Tamaki Makaurau.
It is. It's really nice. Great weather. At the moment.
Knock on wood. Knock on wood. Now, what's been happening in Broodsland? You guys were just saying off air that you've got some couple of days worth of rehearsing at Whammy before crossing the ditch to go play Aussie.
Yep. We're doing this festival called Ability Fest.
On Saturday?
Yeah. It should be fun. It's like especially organized and orchestrated so that it's really accessible for anybody, and there's signers on every stage, and it's pretty cool to be a part of that.
I mean, just from a quick glance, you guys have done some massive shows abroad. Obviously this is great to head back over to Australia, but you're one of those bands from Aotearoa that's been fortunate enough to go and play some monster festivals abroad, like Lollapalooza and Coachella.
Been very lucky.
It's not often that you get to have a chat with someone who's been in a position to have played shows like this. What is it like headlining, or playing a show like that over there?
It's pretty fun to go to a festival as an artist because you can go backstage and get beers from backstage.
Just free beers, really.
Just free beers.
It's more the nice toilets for me.
The nice toilets. it's really cool. I think when you're in it, it's you don't really take it in, and then when you are a couple of years down the track or something, and you're telling somebody, hang on a second, you did that.
You're a challenge.
Yeah, I said that to a friend the other day, and they're like, what? Oh yeah, I forget that you really do this. I'm out here, man.
Do you have a favorite of all the festivals that you've managed to play in your career as Broods?
I think my favorite was probably Falls Fest in Australia. It's a run of festivals, so you end up hanging out with the same people, and I think it's really nice to kind of have some consistency and
An Australian festival goers are just so good. They're so energetic and so pumped to see live music, and I think live music is very much championed over there as well, so it's great.
I can't say I've ever been to a festival. I've made the trip to Melbourne to go to some shows, but I can't say I've ever been to a festival over there, so I've no sort of...
They're always out of town as well, which is really nice. You always go into a rural area for a festival in Australia.
Yes.
Yeah.
It seems to be.
A lot of them.
Same here as well.
Yeah.
It's great.
I was chatting with a friend who's just moved back from Australia and had been working on a bunch of festivals over there for a long, long time. And I was like, aren't there snakes in the outback? And he said, oh, no, you don't have to worry about that, because when they set up the gear and they start sound checking and stuff, all the snakes bugger off because it's so noisy.
They're probably scared, yeah.
Yeah. The crowd and the music scares the snakes away.
Yeah I feel like we're the scariest things on the planet. So
for sure.
Need not worry.
So this is obviously an aid of some new music, the show at the Power Station. Is there a full-fledged album on the way?
We were supposed to do this tour last summer, and after Space Island came out, but because of COVID we had to cancel 13 shows. So this is our finally we're doing it tour. We've kind of just been working on our own stuff for a while, actually.
Yeah, working on our solo stuff at the moment.
Caleb's got a song coming out on Friday.
Okay, nice one. Is that just because you guys are sick of each other?
Yeah, we hate each other.
Yeah, we're so sick of each other.
Sick of it.
We've just been living on opposite sides of the world for a couple of years. So
yeah. Yes.
Collaboration has been...
It's been minimal.
So, but now we're both in the same country, so who knows what's going to happen next.
I mean, do you have all the tools down at someone's house in Nelson, or is there a studio down there that you work out of?
I got some speakers set up in an old smoker room that's counted as a studio.
Yes,
I've got a laptop in my room
and
a guitar.
All in the box.
And that is...
I got a few synths and stuff.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
How's the collection of synthesizers going? I find every time I meet someone who's really delved into that realm that they just keep accumulating synthesizers.
That's Caleb's job.
I probably at this stage could maybe have got a house deposit or something, but instead I just have vintage synthesizers.
I just who needs a house when you have synths?
Who needs a house when you got a Juno 60 and a Farfisa, you know?
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, dudes, just to reiterate, you are playing Friday the 28th of April 2023 at the Power Station. People can get tickets from, let me click on that. Banished. Yeah, Banished Music.
Yeah.
I think maybe the Power Station website might have a couple, but people can get the tickets. Who's in support? Who's playing with you?
Rita May.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
For the Auckland show, and then also the Wellington show, and then we've got Merck down in Christchurch.
Oh, yeah. Nice one. Okay. Okay. We're going to play your tune, Fuck My Money.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about this tune?
It's pretty high pay. Yeah, it's like kind of like a salty song about how much people think that you should be making heaps of money when you make music, and we're like,
we spend it all on synthesizers.
Yeah, yeah, it should
spend
be
it
like
all on synthesizers and
weed.
And weed.
We love it. It's the life we've chosen, or the life that's chosen us. Who knows at this point? But I mean, wouldn't have it any other way.
All right, let's hear it. Fuck My Money by Broods, playing at the Power Station, April 28th. Hopefully, I got that date right. I just said it off the top of my head.
I think you got it right.